Everything was quiet in Mustang. 3 whole days had passed without a killing. The town folk, knowing their community, were not fooled. They had long since resigned themselves to the inevitable. In fact, they would be relieved when the situation was back to normal, a killing every day, more on hot days. Several days without deadly gunplay built up a mounting tension that was unbearable. Who would be next? Moreover, with Clay Allison, who had killed 30 men, playing poker over at the Morrison house, and Black Jack Ketchum, who richly deserved the hanging he was soon to get, sleeping off a drunk at the St. James, trouble could be expected in the very near future. The walk before the St. James was now cool, and Captain Tom Kedrick, a stranger in town, sat in a well-polished chair and studied the street with interested eyes. He was a tall young man with rusty brown hair and green eyes, quiet-mannered and quick to smile. Women never failed to look twice, and when their eyes met his, their hearts pounded, a fact of which Tom Kedrick was totally unaware. He knew women seemed to like him, but it never failed to leave him mildly astonished. The street he watched was crowded with buckboards, freight wagons, a newly arrived stage, and one about to depart. All the hitch rails were lined with saddled horses wearing a variety of brands. Kedrick, suddenly aware that a young man stood beside him, glanced up. The fellow was scarcely more than a boy, and he had soft brown eyes and hair that needed cutting.
"Captain Kedrick," he inquired. "John Gunter sent me. I'm Dorney Shaw."
"Oh, yes." Kedrick got to his feet, smiling, and thrust out his hand. "Nice to know you, Shaw. Are you working for Gunter?" Shaw's brown eyes were faintly ironic.
"With him," he corrected. "I work for no man."
"I see." Kedrick did not see at all, but he was prepared to wait and find out. There was something oddly disturbing about this young man, something that had Kedrick on edge and queerly alert. "Where's Gunter now?"
"Down the street. He asked me to check and see if you were here, and if you were, to ask you to stick around close to the hotel. He'll be along soon."
"All right. Sit down, why don't you?" Shaw glanced briefly at the chairs.
"I'll stand. I never sit in no chair with arms on them. Apt to get in the way."
"In the way?" Kedrick glanced up, and then his eyes fell to the 2 guns Shaw wore, their butts hanging wide. "Oh, yes, I see." He nodded at the guns. "Town marshal doesn't object?" Dorney Shaw looked at him, smiling slowly.
"Not to me, he don't. Wouldn't do him no good if he did. Anyway," he added after a minute, "not in Mustang. Too many hard cases. I never seen a marshal could make it stick in this town."
Kedrick smiled. "Hickok? Earp? Masterson?"
"Maybe." Dorney Shaw was openly skeptical. "But I doubt it. Allison's here. So's Ketchum. Billy the Kid's been around and some of that crowd. A marshal in this town would have to be mighty fast and prove it every day."
"Maybe you're right." He studied Shaw surreptitiously. What was it about him that was so disturbing? Not the 2 guns, for he had seen many men who wore guns, had been reared among them, in fact. No, it was something else, some quality he could not define, but it was a sort of lurking menace, an odd feeling about such a calm-eyed young man.
"We've got some good men," Shaw volunteered after a minute. "Picked up a couple today. Laredo Shad's going to be one of the best, I'm thinking. He's a tough hand, and gun-wise is all get-out. 3 more come in today, Fessenden, Poinsett, and Goff."
Obviously, from the manner in which he spoke, the names meant much to Shaw, but they meant exactly nothing to Kedrick. Fessenden seemed to strike some sort of a responsive note, but he could not put a finger on it. His eyes strayed down the street, studying the crowd. "You think they'll really fight?" he asked, studying the street. "Are there enough of them?"
"That bunch?" Shaw's voice was dry. "They'll fight all right. You got some tough boys in that outfit. Engine scrappers and such like. They won't scare worth a darn. He glanced curiously at Kedrick. Gunter says you're a fighter.
Was that doubt in Shaw's voice? Kedrick smiled, then shrugged. I get along. I was in the army, if that means anything.
Been west before?
Sure. I was born in California, just before the rush. When the war broke out, I was 16, but I went in with a bunch from Nevada. Stayed in a couple of years after the war, fighting Apaches.
Shaw nodded, as if satisfied. Gunter thinks well of you, but he's only one of them, and not the most important one.